Welcome to the Business Spotlight on WRMJ, and joining me now is Jeff Nichols with Nichols Bewley Funeral and Cremation Services. Jeff, welcome to the Business Spotlight. Hey, I was just checking over and talking with you a little bit before the interview, and when you add it all up, the local staff, 100 years of experience, is that true?
That's true. I actually started in funeral service in junior high school, helping out cleaning and washing cars and doing some of the behind-the-scenes work, and that would have been back in, 1979.
Oh, wow. So you really know the funeral business inside and out.
Been around it for a while.
You guys, you provide care after the service, and I wanted to bring this up early because this is such an important thing I want to say. Can you talk about the type of care that you are providing to people after their service with Nichols Bewley?
Well, following the funeral service is oftentimes when the real work starts. The families are trying to reach a new normal, trying to get through all of the tasks and everything that needs to be completed afterwards. The paperwork, the dealing with the government, the Social Security, veterans benefits, retirement plans, and even down to helping them change social media accounts. Cell phone service.
You don't
utilities.
Think about those kind of things, do you, sometimes?
There's a lot to be done.
Nichols Bewley is a name that is known around Aledo, around Mercer County, and it is a locally owned funeral home. Is that important to you, especially, we'll talk about the consolidators in a little bit, but is it important to you being locally owned?
It is, but family owned, I guess, is the most important aspect of it. We're a small business. When you come to our door or call us on the phone, it's either myself or Travis. We're both owners of the funeral home. You're not dealing with, outside the area operators.
Right. People that know the community and know the families, too, that are coming in to see them. And again, I was going to talk a little bit about these consolidators, just because I think people are unaware. What is a consolidator and what effect have they had on this community here in Aledo and outside Aledo?
Just as a general matter, the consolidators are folks that are purchasing up funeral homes. It's happening around the country. It's happening outside the country. There are operators both nationally here in the United States and some from Canada that have come into the United States and bought out funeral homes. They are profit motivated. Mm-hmm. We are relationship motivated, I guess, is where I
absolutely
like to come from.
When a consolidator takes over a funeral home, the name doesn't necessarily change, does it, Jeff?
It doesn't, and there's a big reason they don't change the name. The name of the funeral home has become so well known and ingrained within the community, and they know that. And if they came in with something brand new, they're upsetting that apple cart, that loyalty that they've gained through the previous owners had gained through the years. And not everybody knows that. I mean, we talk to people and literally every day that say, well, we didn't realize, XYZ funeral home was no longer owned by the XYZ ownership. It's now corporate. It's now owned outside the area.
If someone wants to take the burden off of their family members and they want to make those decisions for themselves about either funeral or cremation, how can you help them with that?
Well, there's a couple avenues for pre-planning. The pre-arrangement portion of it is getting your wishes down, recording your wishes, letting your family know that you've done that, so when the time comes, they know where to go for that information. You can also prepay or pre-fund. That is, you can lump sum pay, you can do monthly payments. It's an insurance policy, basically, that you're purchasing to cover those final expenses.
And it really, again, brings peace of mind to the people that will be there after you have left. And again, I just want you to point out that when people do walk in the door, they're going to recognize either you or they're going to see Travis. And I know this, folks, because with our window studio, I see you guys taking walks up and down. You guys are right here, and you'll be there to greet everyone.
We will.
Absolutely. Nichols Bewley Funeral and Cremation Service. They're our neighbors here at WRMJ, and they're easy to find. Do you want to give your address, please?
We're at 103 Southwest 3rd Street, the corner of Highway 17 and 2nd Avenue.
And again, that phone number so people can have it on hand when they need it.
The phone is 309-582-3440.
All right, that's Jeff Nichols with Nichols Bewley Funeral and Cremation Services, a family-owned business, local folks that you see around town all the time, here to help you in your time of need. Jeff, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Terry.